If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by AARP. This Labor Day weekend, join the Time to Join a Family Reunion as AARP discusses caregiving, healthy living, and nutrition. Learn more about AARP at aarp.org/blackcommunity. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Should I go there? Sherry won't even say it. Now, who's gay and...
Wow, what's your topic today, Don?
Donald Trump, still out on the campaign trail saying he is the candidate for black folks and for Hispanic people. Last night, he took his case to the people of Mississippi.
What state?
Mississippi. Rolling. Okay.
The Democratic Party has failed and betrayed the African-American community. Democratic crime policies, education policies, and economic policies have produced only more crime, more broken homes, and more poverty than we've ever had in those communities before.
Jay, go ahead, say it.
African American.
Like he just learned to say the word.
Yeah, no, he just says it real.
Because he's used to saying another.
Yeah, yeah, another said word. Something yeah. Else. Right.
So to actually y'all. Say the polite word. Y'all. You don't owe y'all nothing.
The cheering crowd once again was filled with mostly people not of color, but that didn't stop of white folks. That didn't stop Trump from going deeper with his appeal.
Nearly 4 in 10 African-American children live in poverty. 58% of African-American youth are not working. More than 2,700 people have been shot in Chicago since the beginning of this year alone.
It sounds like he's reading a bedtime story, doesn't it? When I was a little boy. And then Trump went on to quote more crime statistics for African Americans and for cities like D.C. and Baltimore, et cetera, Chicago, saying it is only going to one way, folks, and that is up.
To those hurting and suffering and left behind, I say, what do you have to lose by trying something new? What do you have to lose by voting for Donald Trump for president?
What do you have to lose, Sherry? What do you have
everything.
To lose,
everything. We I got have so everything far. To lose by voting for Donald Trump.
A CNN going report back. By Randy Kate might be able to help your help you answer that question. Listen to this.
The Department of Justice accused the Trumps of violating the Fair Housing Act, arguing they were turning away renters based on race and color. Who tipped them off? Local activists, so-called testers, posing as potential renters at Trump's buildings, mainly in Brooklyn and Queens.
In the 1970s, Trump management was charged with discriminating against African Americans and breaking federal law, accused of falsely telling potential minority renters that nothing was available or steering those potential minority renters towards buildings that the company had reserved for non-white people. How did they do it? Here's how.
Yes, you heard her right. The Department of Justice alleged applications submitted by prospective African-American renters were designated with a secret code, such as C for colored, to indicate a black person was looking to rent.
Mm-hmm. They put a C on it. Trump ended up countersuing the Department of Justice, but the judge threw out the countersuit. The case was later settled without Trump or his father admitting to any wrongdoing, though. They did agree, however, not to discriminate against minorities and to actually pursue them as renters by putting ads in minority papers that were geared to minorities and so on. According to Randy Kaye, 3 years later, right? This was 1978. The Department of Justice went after the Trumps once again, accusing them of the same discriminatory practices, demanding compensation for the victims and more promises to abide by the Fair Housing Act. Kaye says it is unclear how that part of the case was resolved. Nothing was written down and they can't find out the information. So what do you have to lose? Do your homework. You can decide. Only you.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in a Trump building. They raised the rent.
Did he know?
No, they never fixed anything. They raised my rent. I had to move out.
This is a one on near the West Side Highway?
Yeah, 71st. Yeah.
It's right near the studio you worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he know, QJ, that you were
African American?
Yeah, they never fixed my stuff. There's always stuff going wrong.
Nothing. So did you tell him when he came on The View?
No, he said that he wasn't over that when I tried to talk to him. He said that wasn't. I guess
his name. Most
face.
Of those buildings, his names are just on them. They're
it's just
not
like the George
buildings.
Foreman Grill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He said it wasn't his building. So much for responding to an African American request.
African Americans.
I tried to talk to him,
but you don't mind having your name on a building in which they don't respond to people,
absolutely.
Even though. Your name is on it. You may not be involved, but you don't mind
and
having
I
your name
to
on
Harlem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Where I was happy.
There you go.
There you go. They fix
where
everything.
I was treated with love. You see.
Yeah.
African American.
That's right. Right up to
all right, Don. Good job doing your homework.
Do your
Thank
homework.
You,
that's
go
right.
Go to the polls and vote.
Register.
Don't
to
move.
Vote,
young
don't.
People. Register to vote. It's
don't
so
move.
Important.
Vote.
Tell Jay who needs to vote?
African Americans.
24 past the hour.